Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are anxiously awaiting the report on the spring water which their friend Emery Beckley promised to send them from Little Rock. Lum is holding off investing their money in Mr. Webster's health resort plan until he's sure that Grandpap Spring actually contains health-promoting properties. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is just entering.
Granny's it got here, Abner.
Huh? Oh, you back, Lum?
Yeah, it come in the mail just now.
What did?
That report on the spring water.
Oh.
The one Emery Beckley was going to send us.
Has he got the water all annualized now?
According to this, he has.
Well, good for him. Hooray.
Looks like I sort of owe Mr. Webster an apology, too.
What'd you do, hit him?
No, I just mean I won't apologize for suspicion that he never actually had that spring water annualized.
Well, he never knowed you spacing him, did he?
Well, I don't know where he did or not, but you recollect that day I went over there and asked him if I could see the report he had?
Yeah.
He just gave me a lot of excuses. Never did show it to me.
No, I know.
So right away, I jumped to a conclusion and figured he never actually had no report.
Well, did he have one?
Well, he must have, because this report from Emory says about the same thing that Mr. Webster claims his said.
Well, that spring water's healthy stuff to drink, huh?
Oh, yeah. So it looks like we better invest our money in that health resort quick as we can.
Yeah, well, let me see that report that Emory sent, Lum. I'd just love to see what one of them things look like.
Well, wait, I ain't looked at it all over it myself yet.
Oh.
I just read the part where he said the water was good and healthy and all that.
Yeah, well, read it out loud so that I can hear it, Lum. I'd just love to hear it.
Just a minute, let me get it out of the envelope.
You know, I figured that water must be good for a feller. See, we were over to Grandpappy Spirit's place for supper last night, and I don't know how many dippers full of that spring water I drank. And I can sure tell a difference today, too. I just feel frisky as anything at all.
You're just imagining that now, I think.
Huh?
You never felt particularly frisky this morning. But now, quick as I tell you what the report said, you think you just feel wonderful.
Well, I do, though, Lum. I never felt better in my whole life. I do right now.
Yeah, but that little bit of water you drank wouldn't have done it. You got the biggest imagination of any one feller I ever met, I do believe.
Lum, you said yourself.
Never mind. Just let me read the report here.
Oh, but I do feel good, though. I'm down here. I could whip a walk it.
Right see, now. I read that first paragraph there.
Sure
see,
could.
Down to where it tells what's in the water.
Maybe two walk its. I don't know.
Emory says water contains the following elements. Iron, 1%.
If I'm out behind it. Iron? Is that what you said?
Yeah. 1%.
Oh, Prattle, I don't believe it, Lum.
Well, I guess you know more about it than them scientifics does, huh?
Well, no, I don't claim that, but that sounds silly, Lum. Iron and water. You can't drink iron and you know it.
I never said you could, but it's in there just the same.
Well, what kind of iron is it? You mean just common, ordinary iron like they make horseshoes and such as that out of?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Well, now, I've looked clean to the bottom of that spring any number of times, Lum, and I know blame well there ain't no iron in it.
Well, you ain't supposed to see the iron. It's all mixed up in the water.
Mixed up?
Why, sure.
Now, how you gonna mix iron up? You can't throw a horseshoe in there and take an egg beater or something like that and mix it up in water, Lum.
I know that.
That's plumb silly. If there's iron in there, I could see it, and you know it yourself.
Well, it's little bitty pieces, I think.
I don't believe it. You and Emory and Mr. Webster and the rest of you can believe all that if you want to, but I've toted a lot of that water from the spring up to Grandpap's house, Lum, and I know it ain't no heavier than no other water.
I guess we ought to have had you annualize the water since you know so much about it.
Well, I wish you had iron in water. That is the silliest thing.
Iron in water's good for you. Body needs iron in his system.
What for?
To give him strength. Feller ought to eat so much iron every day.
eat ore?
Why, sure.
Man, Doggy, that outcaps anything I ever heard.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I'd just love to see Elizabeth bring me in a red-hot flat iron on a platter there and tell me to take my knife and fork and start cutting it up. Put ketchup and sit you that over a flat iron.
Well, you don't eat iron that way. I ain't talking about flat irons, no.
It outdoes anything. You ought to just stop down here at the junkyard and have supper long. You can start chewing on that big cultivator sitting there. That'll make you 3 or 4 meals.
For pity's sake.
Take a little salt and pepper and put on it. Eat the bedstead right out from under yourself if you don't watch out what you're doing.
Would look silly if I'd take out his pocket knife and start nibbling on him.
Why, sure. No, because when they start setting iron on the table where I'm eating, I'll just find me another eating place. That's what I'll
do. Well, I don't care where you eat.
Well, you can do as you like, but I ain't going to make no goat out of myself. I'll tell you that right now, Long. Of course, there was a time now when me and Elizabeth was first married, I would have swore she was putting a little iron in them biscuits of hers, but I don't think she actually done it.
Well, Abner, just forget about that. You've drunk plenty of iron. You just never knowed before about it.
Tell Elizabeth to give me an old skillet for supper. That's what I'll do. And I reckon that I have, if that water at Grandpap's place got it in, and I must have had it, but it's hard to believe.
Well,
I'll say that.
True.
I don't believe it.
What's next in this report? Iron 1%. Potassium 5%.
Mom, how does it make you feel, anyway?
How does what make you feel?
Drinking iron. I mean, do you feel sort of heavy all over?
Oh, of course not.
Well, I believe it does, Mom. Oh, but I believe I better lean up against the counter here.
Now, Abner, don't get to worrying about that.
I ain't stout enough.
Get your mind on the report here.
Well, I know I ain't stout enough to carry all that iron around.
Potassium 5%. Magnesium.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa, back up. I jumped the track. What is that other in there? Potassium.
No, potassium.
Well, is that anything like a possum?
No.
Is that in the water, too?
5% of it.
No, but I ought to strain that water before I drunk it. I noted at the time I ought to did it.
Well, that ain't going to hurt you none.
Well, what is that stuff?
Well, it's kind of a chemical thing. It's hard for me to explain to you.
You mean that you don't know neither, huh?
Well, I don't know exactly. I'll admit that.
I was afraid of that. Here I am drinking stuff, and neither one of us knows what it is. I believe I better sit down here, Long.
Yeah, sit down and hatch up.
Oh,
let's see here now.
I ain't feeling my level best, I'll tell you that.
Next is magnesium, 1%.
Magazine?
No, magnesium.
Oh.
Oh. You don't know what I mean.
I never said I did. I just said, oh.
I know, but the way you said it sounded to me like you thought you did.
Oh, well, excuse me. I must have had another kind of oh in mind, I reckon.
Watch your O's after this. Put the right reflection on them. You won't get no trouble.
All right.
Yeah, let's see here.
I believe the kind of oh I was using there was the kind that means, oh, I'm sick, Mom.
Sick?
Oh, well, who wouldn't be? All that potassium and magnesium and everything else that I've been drinking in that spring water.
Well, that won't make you sick, silly.
That ain't gonna help you, Long.
It will, too. I've drunk plenty of that spring water, and I feel all right.
And I'm just glad one of us does. We've got to keep the store running some way. Long, would you mind to get a cold rag to put a sort of put on my head here?
Oh, for goodness sake. You ain't sick, Abner.
Yeah. Maybe I ain't sick, but I don't feel good. I know that.
Fred, let's see.
Oh, me, I'm aching all over.
Next here we have sodium, 1%. Phosphate, 1%.
Phosphate? Was that in there, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, me.
Well, wait a minute. Do you know what phosphate is?
Huh?
Ain't you never went up to a soda fountain and ordered a strawberry phosphate?
Strawberry? I noted. Anything with strawberries in it always gives me the highs. It'll do it every time, Long.
Well, wait a minute. I
told you, why they're carrying strawberries over and dumping them in the spring first. They're putting them in there. Ain't no telling what that grandpap sold in there, Long.
Well, wait a minute. I never said it actually had strawberries in it. I said phosphate.
Yes, you did. I hear you, Long. You're just trying to make me feel better. Dad, blame that grandpappy spirit throwing everything around the place in that spring. I'm a sick man, Long.
Oh, for pity's sake, Abner. Pull yourself together.
I just don't believe I can do it, Long. Maybe I better lay down on them horse blankets. I'm sick enough.
Now, Abner, don't you lay down there.
Oh, I've got to do it, Long. I'm just so dizzy, I just can't sit up no more.
Oh, too good. You can talk yourself into more things than any one human I ever seen.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Now, what's the matter?
Oh, doggies, I'm worse off than I figured I was.
Well, what's the trouble?
You know them spots I always see in front of my eyes?
Yeah.
I had doggies on them. They're gone now.
Gone?
I can't see a single one. I'm not even that big purple one in the middle there.
Well, that's the silliest thing you said so far today.
Lom, you better call Doc Miller for me.
I ain't going to do no such thing.
Oh, hurry up, Lom. Help a friend and
you want to lay there and think you're dying, go ahead and do it. But don't bother me with it.
Poor old Abner.
Let's see. Where was I at in this report?
Break the news to Elizabeth, gentlemen, will you?
Foster's fate.
I never knowed what I was drinking.
The lesson here is... Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Lom?
Oh... Nothing.
What is it, Lom?
When was the last time I drunk some of that water? Abner, how do you feel?
Oh, I feel terrible.
Well, exactly, what are your symptoms?
I ain't got no symptoms. I'm too sick, Lom.
Well, about them spots in front of your eyes, are you sure you can't see them?
No, sir, not a single one. They're all gone.
Well, look good.
I'm looking, Lom. They ain't out there no more. There ain't one on there I can see just clear as
anything. Well, they must be there, because I think I can see them now.
Huh?
Yeah, I can. Better move over, Abner. Let me lay down there.
Well, are you sick, too?
I'm dying. That's what I'm doing.
Dying?
Yes, sir. Do you know what else was in that spring water?
I asked you, and you wouldn't tell me.
Well, brace yourself for this. There's 100% of strychnine.
Strychnine? Oh, my goodness, that stuff's poison, Lom.
Abner, don't say that word. Just crawl over to the phone there and call Doc Miller. Tell him to hurry, for we're both gone.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.